It's community time! What's happening?
Happy 2017. It's New Year's. Six months late. welcome to our...
Long overdue
community episode of American Daisies. I'm Arjun.
I'm Akash.
First of all, apologies. Apologies on a number of levels. Apologies. We had set up an expectation that we were going to have content once a week for y'all. And the last 6 months, we have not. But the bigger apology I actually have right now is because a month ago, we recorded this episode. And we tweeted about it. And we got your, you know, we got community responses to respond to. And the audio just didn't work. And I was traveling again right after that. Akash has been busy. And so I apologize right now. My biggest apology is that we are a month late on the thing that we told you we were going to do.
That was already 6 months late.
That was already 5 months late at that point. So apologies all around. We're a community here, and I want to share that, you know, my family and I have been dealing with there's been some health stuff going on in my family. I don't want to get much more personal than that, not because I don't respect or trust all of you all. It's just that it's not my story to tell. And so I'm thankful everything's great now. I got to tell you all, I feel very blessed and grateful to have you as a brother.
Likewise,
you know,
man.
I mean, it's beyond friendship. It's brother. We were dealing with stuff and Akash and all the craziness. And he'd been talking like just the day before about how crazy he was, and he didn't have any time, and he was just like, he was running, burning the candles on both ends, and the next day we were texting, and he was like, listen, man, you know if you need anything, I'm on the first flight out.
I meant it.
And I knew it, and it was community. This is why I love community, because we all go through shit, and the support that we can get from each other, and so I just want to take a moment to say thank you to
Amen.
You.
Amen. It's family.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So that's really what's been going on, and but I have exciting news for y'all. I think it's exciting. Hopefully, y'all think it's exciting. We have been hard at work.
Yeah,
we've been hard at work. We're actually in New York, and we recorded a bunch of episodes. I don't want to do too much teasing. Well, I don't want to do too much divulging. But we've recorded. We have a mini season, about 8 to 10 episodes that we're going to be dropping in a little bit of time. I don't know if it's a month or 2 months. I'm not going to promise anything right now, but we are going to drop it for sure within the next few months. And I think you all are going to be really liking it. We've tweaked the format a little bit based on some suggestions, based on some community feedback. And I mean, is there anything you want to add without saying too much?
Yeah, maybe peeling the curtain back a little bit. We're not going to try to, first of all, our New Year's resolution we're doing in June is to not make any more promises we can't keep. So just know up. Here's the one promise that I know we can't keep. We will disappoint you. That's going to happen. That's who we are. That's what we do. All right? Know that about us.
Well, not only that, actually, we're also going to stop announcing that we're working with people before we're actually sure that
maybe
we're
the common
people.
Denominator. We're hard to work with.
We might be, but we're again open to any help anybody wants to drop. We're always going to be open to that because, again, this is a community thing we're doing. It's just a labor of love. I think we can tell them the theme,
right?
Don't you? I'm excited.
I'm excited. Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about health and wellness. This is a season that's like centered around that. We're gonna bring in some really fascinating and beautiful guests that are going to share their knowledge, their wisdom, and their stories. So yeah, get ready, get tuned in for it. But we still owed a community episode, and we wanted to check in with y'all. We wanted to share, and we're gonna get into serious stuff later. We had a bunch of tweets about hip hop. We had a bunch of tweets about basketball, and I thought, shit. Let's have some fun. Let's do a little bit about sports and hip hop.
How do we have a Desi podcast and we haven't talked about basketball extensively?
You know, what do you think it is about that? And that was the question. Was that what is it about basketball that lends our community? Because our generation of South Asians, I don't know about the generation above, but our generations of South Asians, we love basketball.
I think there's a couple things. One, we're hip hop kids.
Yeah, yeah.
I think a lot of us identify with hip hop because we grow up in mostly white schools. We realize we're on the outside. Mm-hmm. And until very recently, there was no us in the media.
Right.
So we identified with black people because they were outside, kind of like us,
right,
different than the people we went to school with.
Right.
And black hip-hop culture, not black culture, hip-hop culture, there's a big, basketball's a huge player in
this. That's true.
So we identify with that. Also, we're just too skinny to play football. So we can go, and it's accessible. Basketball's super accessible. Everybody plays. Easy way to fit in.
But let's not just talk about, let's talk about sports, though. Tennis, big in our community.
Yeah, because our parents will let us play tennis.
You think that's why?
I don't know a ton of Indians who just love tennis.
I love tennis.
They love
tennis. I love tennis.
I really like it.
I love watching tennis. I love playing it.
See, I think we're in the minority.
Community, I would love to hear if you think we're in the minority or not. I got to be honest. You know what I like about it also? It's about me. And there's sometimes this beautiful beauty in team. But, like, one, it makes practicing a lot easier.
True.
Two, for some reason, that hand-eye coordination that's required for tennis is easier than for me than basketball. It's not to say that tennis is easier or a lot. For some reason, it, like, suits me better. So this might be just a very personal thing and have nothing to do with our community. But I just enjoy playing it.
Because I can't serve. Maybe it's because I'm so short, but I can't serve for...
There are short players, brother. That has nothing to do with...
No short player is a serve and volleyer.
There's nothing to do with...
Who's a short serve and volleyer?
But that doesn't matter. I mean, you can still serve.
I can serve. I can get it in, but it's not, like, a good serve. Right, it's, like, weak... And that's
how tall was Michael Chang?
He was like 5'9", but he was a pusher. Like his only.
He was like a Nadal.
Oh yeah, but Nadal has a lot more power than Chang. Chang was just trying to wear you out.
Yeah.
And that's even
That's what I grew up with, man. And you know, it's that was, who else did we have in sports when we were young that was even close to South Asian?
Yeah, Chang was as close as I felt.
And you know, and let's talk about, okay, big shouts to our South Asian fucking countries. Destroying it in cricket right now in the Champions Trophy in England right now. Three of the four semifinalists were from South Asia. India, Bangladesh, Pakistan.
One of us got much more desi in the past year.
I mean, guys. Well, actually, I'm going to tell you something. I always loved cricket.
You always loved cricket, but I don't think you always knew exactly what was happening you do now.
I mean, I did when I was living there. That year that I was living there. I mean, I remember, like, dog, that was our stickball. You know what I mean? Like, in India, you know, and everyone who's been there, you see it. Everyone's playing cricket on the ground. And it literally, like, you know how we played? Took a pencil, and on the back of the driveway, on the white wall, drew a wicket.
Right.
Had a tennis ball.
Right.
And basically used a 2x4.
Right.
I wish I wasn't lying. It was a 2x4.
Right.
And that was our cricket bat.
Right.
You know what I mean? We probably had money for a cricket bat. I don't know why I just used a 2x4.
It's more fun.
But that's what it was. And every day, man, kid upstairs, come down. We'd play cricket for hours. I loved it. Would love watching it. But you know what was hard at that time was I didn't know how to watch it.
Right.
And since last year, with all these streaming services, I got Sling account. I could get a Hotstar account. I mean, I have that's harder for us, most Americans to do. But I can get a Sling account. I can watch cricket anytime on my phone, dog. I've been waking up. This is the daisy part of me, though. The real daisy part of me. I have been waking up at about 4 o'clock in the morning to watch these matches. And I got shots to my girlfriend for waking me up. Yeah, I said it.
Yeah, his girlfriend who lives in India.
Oh,
that's why he knows so much more about cricket now. That's what I was getting at.
That is a real part of my life. Those are all facts. But really though, it has been fascinating. Especially, I do want to say, I'm rooting for India. I'm sorry if that bothers anyone. That'd be crazy for you to be bothered by it. But if you are, you know, I'm sorry. But I'm rooting for India. India's in the finals. They just beat Bangladesh today. But I want hats off to Bangladesh. Now, this is a country that everyone, they would be like, you know, the Charlotte Hornets of that.
Yeah, yeah.
They are like written off. They are like, and they have built themselves up to be a powerhouse. They were in the semifinals to the point where, like, I read a great article that was like, the best thing I can do was just talk about how normal it was for Bangladesh to beat this team. Because it's not like, oh my God, what a shameful thing that we lost to Bangladesh.
Yeah.
It's like, nah, they're a solid team. They should be in contention.
Right.
Semifinals, hats off to them. Big, big moves. I'm very proud of the Bangladesh team for what they've done. And now it sets up Pakistan. And Pakistan took down England, which I'm going to tell you something. I'm talking a lot about cricket. Does anyone care?
A few people.
Can I just say this one?
All right.
Pakistan.
Playing the music of your Oscar speech right now.
Wait. Oh no, that's the difference. I won't get. Don't take me on tangents.
Okay.
Don't do that.
All right.
Pakistan, England was like the favorite. England was like, they were
heavy
favorites. Pakistan took them down. I mean, like in an embarrassing showing. And I don't know how much of it was England and how much of it was Pakistan, but still crazy. So it sets up England versus Pakistan in the finals on Sunday. I'm not sure if
India versus Pakistan.
What did I say?
England.
Oh, sorry. I meant India. Thank you. India versus Pakistan in the finals on Sunday. This is the second time we're playing in the tournament. Last game was a thrashing. India just destroyed them. Probably not going to be like that this time. Mm. But it's going to be. And in this current political climate, it's going to be really fascinating. It's all. Oh, look, man, it's really exciting. I'm sad. You know, I don't think politics should hinder teams from playing each other. I don't agree with that sort of politics. But India and Pakistan playing has always been great.
Yeah. Well, there's hopefully India wins to watch the Kevin Durant championship taste out of my mouth.
Oh, my God.
That's the worst.
Both Akash and I are very heavily not into the Warriors. But I'm wondering, though, we had this conversation earlier, right?
Yeah.
About our, it's our thing specifically. We were guys that would, like, hate. And then years later, we're like, actually, I kind of love that dude. I got a lot of respect for him. And I wonder if I'm going to start feeling that about the Warriors in a couple years.
Maybe. Because I know I did that with Jordan when I was a kid.
No, I was always about Jordan.
See, I loved him. And then my brother kind of, he was my kind of like role model at the time. Mm-hmm. I thought he was cool and he didn't like Jordans. I was like, I think that pushed me away from liking Jordan.
Right.
But I didn't like Kobe. And I hated Kobe with the fieriest passion. And now I respect him a lot.
I'm not, like, a big fan of his game. I would never model my game after him. Let me ask you that. Who would you model your game
LeBron.
After?
LeBron.
Tim Duncan. Or Kawhi. I'm a Spurs guy, man. I'm so, like...
Yeah, you're a big Spurs. But here's the thing. Dallas. Dallas is supposed to hate the Spurs. I love the Spurs.
How can you... If you were going to model your... Here's my thing about LeBron. And it just feels almost unfair.
That's why you would model your game.
That's not his game, though. That's his physique. His physique plays such a role.
But with that physique, to have that game is crazy. To handle the ball like that, to run like that, to be that fast, to pass like that, to play defense.
His basketball IQ is insane.
There's an insane video on Instagram. Mm-hmm. I need to show it to you. Did I show it to you?
You showed it to me, yeah.
Yeah, of just how he reads teams. It's just crazy.
It's remarkable. So basketball... It's sad for me because I want to like Kevin Durant because Kevin Durant's really taken a passion to India, or he's going to be like the basketball ambassador to India.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He's going out there later this summer, actually. Mm. And India's like, and I've been reading articles. I've been in India so much this year that my phone is stuck on the India edition of ESPN. Like, I type in ESPN.com and it'll just go to ESPN.in. And it's great because I'm like tapped into like a culture of sports over there that's so different.
Yeah.
Like, it's wild. Like, NBA is the only American sport. NBA and tennis are the sports that from America that are like up in their like top. Yeah. NFL, I don't even know how to find the NFL news on there.
I saw NFL when I was in India. Like randomly.
Oh, yeah.
Like 5 a.m. It just came on.
Yeah.
It was a Cowboy game. I was excited.
But there's a big push to get basketball to India. And they have an academy out there outside of New Delhi in Gurgaon.
I wonder how good these people they are.
They're training them, man.
Yeah, I'm very curious to see what kind of basketball challenge. I mean, it makes sense to go to India. There's a billion people there.
There's got to be. I mean, we got Satyam Singh.
Yeah, so Nam Singh is there. He's never going to make it to the league, though.
But
I'm
going
to buy a jersey,
yeah.
But he's never going to make it to the league. I will make a jersey if I need to.
I'm sad about Sacramento, Vivek. I want to like him.
Oh, he's so bad.
I want to be on, I want to support you, brother, Vivek, when you're listening, because I know, obviously, you're listening to this podcast. But I want to support you, but bruh. You're making it hard, man. You're our first owner, and you are just not doing anything right.
Yeah.
Stop getting involved. Here's the thing, man. You own a team. That's great. Beautiful. Don't get involved if you don't know.
My understanding is he's really into this idea of just cherry picking, just always leave someone at the other end of the court to get fast break layups.
Yeah, his whole idea was a 4-on-5 defense.
Based on his daughter's basketball team that he coached.
Oh, my.
From what I understand. They dominated, and he's just like, well, this has got to work at every level. Because it worked in girls' youth basketball. just crazy, right?
What other sports are we doing well at? This Indian dude, I wish I knew his name, Bopanna. He won the mixed doubles of the French Open.
Oh, he's good.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Rohan something.
Yeah, and there's also Leander Paes, who's always good.
Yeah, Mahesh Bhupathi.
Okay.
And it's like, but it is interesting in the sports that are, do you know there's a sport out there that was terrible that I can't remember the name, but it involves bulls and it's like a bull fighting sport.
Bullfighting?
In India.
Oh.
It was like an ancient sport. And in ancient time, it was about, they would put a bag of money on the horns of the bull.
Yeah.
And they would let the bull, as the bull got from one end to the other, the owner of the bull got to keep the money. If you were able to get on the bull and take it off, you got the money.
Wow.
There was no like assistance. Like, have you ever been to a bullfight?
Yeah, it's terrifying. I've been to a rodeo. It's terrifying.
Bullfighting, though. I was in Madrid and went to a bullfight.
It seems brutal.
It's the most it's unconscionable to me. And I love sports, and I could make a lot of room in my life for sports and what they mean. But that sport, first of all, they drug the animal.
Mm.
And then they constantly have people around in case the matador is getting in trouble to like stick him in the neck to like not make him as threatening. And then they kill the bull at the end.
Really?
Every bullfight. So there's 6 fights in that time that I was there. Every bull died.
That's crazy.
It's horrifying.
Yeah.
Like, I get that things happen in ancient times. Like, I get that we have, like, things. But it's like, come on, what are we doing?
It is weird, though, that we both eat meat. I don't eat beef, but we both eat meat.
No, this is the hypocrisy of... this is the genuine hypocrisy of my meat eating. My carnivorous state was... Because you're right. It is absolutely hypocritical.
Yeah.
To care this much about animals and, like, animal rights, and then be like, ooh, let me eat this chicken. Like, right. What leg do I have to stand on? You're absolutely right.
No, I will say this. If I saw cockfighting, I'd be like, all right, well, you know, cockfighting. That's what you do. Kill them. Who cares?
Oh, my
God. They're chickens. Cockfighting.
I don't think you would do that.
Cockfighting, I wouldn't watch it, but I don't care. It's a chicken.
How upset were you if about the Michael Vick? I'm bringing dogfighting in.
This is a hot buy.
Is that too much for right now?
Yeah. Inviting a lot.
I'm inviting a lot.
Let's
not really relevant.
Let's
to,
move to hip hop and then get the hell out.
Let's
of
move.
Here.
So hip hop, I gotta actually like, you know, I'd a Twitter user whose name I gotta be honest, I haven't looked at because I don't have my phone on me, was responsible for me knowing 2 new artists of South Asian descent. I want to say descent that are really exciting. One, yeah. Nav.
Yeah, Nav is doing it.
He's doing it. And then Anik Khan.
Yeah.
Album out called Kites, came out in 2016. And then my boy Riz and Heems, they've got Sweatshop Boys.
Yeah.
And it's so exciting. Now, Nav, I've listened to, and he's just a South Asian dude that's doing hip hop.
Yeah.
And he's from Toronto. So it makes more sense for me when he's rapping about like the violence and those gang. He's a gangster rapper. Like his stuff is more gangster life stuff. And he's talking about, you know,
drug rap and all that.
Yeah, he's talking about fucking hoes and like this kind of thing in a way that makes seems to be more allowed for Indians in Canada, and like South Asians in Canada. Like if all one of us starts doing that, it's like,
stop.
What's
it.
Happening?
Yeah,
you didn't like.
Right.
There's not a lot of us that grew up in that.
Your dad's
life.
An engineer.
Yeah, exactly. You came from Tampa.
Right.
Like, chill. Actually, is there a Tampa rap scene? I'm curious. I have no idea. But yes. So Nav does that. Man, Anik Khan is just beautiful.
Yeah.
This song Cleopatra is my joint right now. This song Cleopatra. I love that he samples Gia Jale from Dilse. Yeah. He starts off with that. It's beautiful. And just like that kind of music is really, it's poetic and beautiful and it merges. Like he samples from Bollywood and he does stuff like that and then has, you know, classical music instruments behind it and everything. And then you got, so I love it. It's beautiful. I think it's definitely worth a check. It's on Spotify. First of all, y'all on it, Spotify, you're just messing up. But get on Spotify and check out Anik Khan. And then Sweatshop Boys, who are incredible. I really, really like them. I really like their music. And, you know, I didn't know if I was gonna,
Right.
But I really like it. Mm. And I've always wanted South Asian hip hop. Mm-hmm. I've always wanted
it. And Riz are cool.
Me and Riz are great. I'm so happy for him. Like, cause this is the thing. Hot Like Benny Lava, which was their first single that came out. When we were out in Vietnam, like, he was still cutting the video. He was, like, looking at phases of the video. They were just going out back then. This has been in the works for a long time. About 5 years. So this year has been really exciting. He's an excellent rapper. Actually, my style of what I enjoy in rap is more of Riz's. Right. You know? He's definitely, Riz is also a published poet. Like, he knows his way around language.
Right, right.
So it's been thrilling to watch him get to succeed in that way. But the music's just dope, and it's to our community, and, like, it's, like, cool.
Yeah.
Which I'm hoping, it's, like, cool. Which, right, isn't that for times, like, we're afraid to do Bhangra because it doesn't feel cool. Or, like, we're afraid to go to a garba, or we're, like, wear the clothes we want to wear because we don't think it's cool. And while, whether that's necessary or not, having South Asian, like, aspects be cool, which is what hip-hop does, is great.
True.
It's very exciting. They dropped a new album recently, Sufi La.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good album, man. Because they do that stuff. You're not as familiar with Sweatshop Boys.
Nah.
But you are familiar with Anik Khan. Did you like it?
I liked Anik Khan, yeah. I heard two tracks. I liked it. I only heard two tracks. I liked them.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's cool. I mean, hey, man, it's cool that... And there's a lot of people coming up in the game that are trying to do stuff. And so it's exciting. And what's most exciting to me is that they're three very different, you know, three very different acts. You know, because Anik Khan's kind of got a little bit of like an R&B thing to him. He's a little bit J. Cole-y, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Sweatshop Boys is this whole other thing. Well, they're a duo, too, so they're like a rap group. And then Nav is like, you know, look, we have drug life.
Yeah, yeah.
we get
he's
that.
He
is. I mean, he did a song on The Weeknd, actually.
I think he might be a part of that whole, he might be part of The Weeknd's label or something.
It
reminded me of Weeknd.
So it's interesting. I mean, I'm curious to see where this scene keeps going. Other thing that was on Spotify, actually, if you're curious, Coke Studio does this album where they do like the best of Pakistani and Indian music.
I've heard about this.
And Coke, if you're interested in like more South Asian music and getting it in your life, like that's a place to go. It's an easy place. It's very accessible. I mean, there's like a great independent music scene. And one of these days, my friend Monica Dogra, we want to get her on the show to talk about music. We should do a whole season about music.
Yeah.
All right, great. Now we plan our next season. We got to finish this first season, but we got a next season. Man, sports and hip-hop.
That's
it. The Warriors suck.
I hate the Warriors. I hate Kevin Durant.
It just doesn't feel fair, man.
Steph Curry's annoying. He's just annoying.
No, he's not.
He's good. He's annoying.
I'll
also say? There's something that annoys me about... There's this idea... They play basketball the right way. Something about that really annoys me when white people say it.
Why?
I don't know exactly. But something about it... It's like, of course you think that's the right way. And you think the way...
The Spurs were the right way, first of all. All they're doing is emulating the Spurs from 2013, 2014.
You hear it all the time about the Warriors. And like people who hated LeBron... I hated LeBron when he went to Miami. Because I hate that move.
Right.
And I hate Kevin Durant making the same move even like harder. Right. I hate him even more. Right. But when people are like, oh...
We don't hate him. We don't know him.
Yeah, I don't know him.
Right.
I hated him making that move.
Right.
So when people are like, oh, no, LeBron sucks. Kevin Durant, I get why he did that. I don't get why LeBron. You don't get why LeBron left Boobie Gibson and Mo Williams as his second best player? You don't get that?
But can I say this, though? I've noticed with Kevin Durant, when I've watched LeBron grow up.
Yeah.
We talked about that. That's part of the reason I respect him a lot. I mean, he is well-spoken, articulate. He's like he's kind of becoming a statesman in a way that's not kind of, it's beautiful.
Right.
Kevin Durant was that. I mean, his MVP speech was incredible. He wouldn't go on the cover of Sports Illustrated unless everyone in the team was on it. And some things right now, he seems, I mean, this is just part of his evolution because, again, we're talking about a 28-year-old guy, right?
Yeah.
He's 2 years younger than me. He's how many years younger than you?
Nah,
like 10?
No, I think he's like... he's like 3 years.
He's his 10th year.
Yeah.
It's his 10th year in the season. He came in 18.
Yeah.
Or maybe he came in 19.
He's 29.
But still, like, He's still growing up. Yeah. These guys are growing up, like in under our eye, which is not easy. I just love the Spurs, and I hate that they're like somehow. That's really it's not rational. There's nothing rational about sports love.
No.
Like, remember we talked about bigger meanings. You called me on this because I put an inordinate amount of meaning in the 2013 and the 2014 NBA Finals.
The Spurs Heat Finals.
The Spurs Heat, those two. Right. Right. The 2013, because the Spurs came to represent my, like, code of life.
Yeah.
Unselfishness, lack of ego.
Yeah.
Team-oriented, in service of a bigger goal.
Right. I think we all do that. I think I do that, too. And then when you step back, you're like, oh, these are just some guys playing a game.
Well, I didn't tell you, but the crazy part was I like, when they lost in 2013, I was like, is this a referendum on my, is this like a meaning that like, this way of life is not going to succeed?
Yeah.
It was remarkable.
No, I do that a lot.
Yeah, man, sports. I love sports. I could talk about sports all day, but none of it would be organized. Is there anything that you want to add about day season sports?
No, I think we're good, but I am excited about this coming season.
Of our podcast,
health and wellness season. I feel like we got great interviews. We're doing the interviews right now. I'm truly excited about it in a way that, like, sometimes every week, twice a week, we're doing this podcast. It felt like work. It felt like I don't know if I have it in me to give. Right. But this time, it just amazing guests. I'm very excited about this season.
And I want to give a massive shout out to Sandhya Simhan. We'll tell you guys more about her in our community episode that opens up the season that we're planning. But she's someone who signed on board and is producing with us. I mean, we're still figuring that out. But for what she's done for this season is truly beautiful, and we're excited for y'all to see it. So stay tuned to the Twitters. And that's it. Stay tuned to Twitter. That's probably where we'll announce news. Yep. And then we'll catch you guys soon. Please keep sending us stuff all the time, because we are going to have more community episodes. And this is us saying we're back for a bit.
Yeah.
All right. We'll catch you guys in a little while. I'm Arjun.
I'm Akash.
See you then.
God bless.